remarks of the President, Flint, Michigan, 30 October 1952.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. In 1948, I came to Flint on Labor Day to ask you to vote for me and to keep the Democratic Party in Washington, and you did. I'm not running for office this time, but I'm working harder than ever for a Democratic victory next Tuesday. You know, I've been in politics for 40 years, and I've been in elective public office for 30 years, and I've had everything that a man can have at the hands of the Democratic Party, and I'm going to do something that's a little unusual. I'm going to keep on being a Democrat and keep on working for the Democratic Party. Now, in this campaign, you're going to need the very best men you can get to lead the fight for peace and prosperity in the coming 4 years. And you have these men on the Democratic ticket in this state. For the Senate, you have Blair Moody. I don't have to tell you of the wonderful record Blair Moody's already made in his short time in the Senate. He will continue to give the great state of Michigan real representation in Washington. For Congress, you have Donald Hayward. He will be a fine addition to the Michigan delegation in Congress, and I hope you send him down there. I don't need to say anything about your candidate for governor. He's already shown you what he can do and how he can work for this great state, and you ought to send him back to Lansing. Now, this year, the Democratic Party has as its candidate for president a man who really understands the needs and hopes of the American people. Adlai Stevenson will be a great president. I hope you've been listening to his speeches. They tell you just what his ideas are about protecting the gains we have made over the past 20 years and how we can continue moving forward for another 20 years if we go at this thing just like we should. Many of those gains of the past 20 years have to do with labor. I've been accused by the Republican Party of many sins since I've assumed the office of president over 7 years ago. One sin which they say I'm guilty of is that I have been pro-labor. Well, I want to say to you, I plead guilty. I'm a friend of labor, and so is the Democratic Party. For example, the Democratic Party is in favor of laws which see to it that labor has a right to organize and get an even break when dealing with big management. I know that in the eyes of the Republican old guard, it's a sin to think that way. The men who have been fighting labor for years, the men who had labor organizers arrested and run out of town, who hired scabs and strikebreakers, are a powerfully organized group in the Republican Party. They are the men who profit by the Taft-Hartley law in Republican councils. Their voices drown out the voices of the men who say that labor unions are here to stay. I'm also in favor of an economy of full employment, and so is the Democratic Party. That's another example of that awful sin of being pro-labor, according to the Republicans. 1946, the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted 2-1 against a bill that would have committed the government to full employment. Senator Taft led the fight on that bill in the Senate, and he will run the Congress if you elect the Republicans. He said he couldn't see any magic in more jobs and more people working. He hasn't changed a bit. He's the same old Taft he was then. And he's going to be the boss of this administration if you make the mistake of electing a Republican ticket. Some of the powerful businessmen in the Republican Party go so far as to advocate unemployment. 1949, Winthrop Aldrich of the Chase National Bank was saying that what he called a corrective recession was necessary and ought not to be feared. I'm also in favor of Social Security for the working man, and so is the Democratic Party. That means old age insurance, unemployment compensation, which we have, and other forms of protection which we don't have, but which we've been trying to get. That is what being a friend of labor has meant under the New Deal and the Fair Deal. It means we believe in the right to organize, in full employment, and in security. There's an awful lot at stake in this election, my friend. The same reactionary forces that have opposed almost every progressive program of the New Deal and the Fair Deal for the past 20 years are in the driver's seat in the Republican campaign this year. And they are just as apt to reverse our policies of peace in the world as they are to reverse our policies of prosperity at home. I know you people have been thinking about these matters and thinking hard in this election year. I want you to elect a party that believes in the working man's right to organize, in his needs for security. I know you want to elect a party that works for all the people. Now, the only reason I'm out making such a terrific fight in this campaign is because I think that it is the most important campaign since the Civil War. There are things at stake in this campaign which go to the very roots of free government. I'm asking you people to do some thinking. I've gone up and down this country. I've been 17 or 18,000 miles talking to crowds just like this all over the United States, urging them to use their heads to get the facts. And you can't get the facts by reading this Republican press we have, and you can't get the facts from the Republican leaders. So if I don't take it on myself to go out and tell you exactly what the facts are, and I know them better than anybody else in the United States, for I've been at this, as I tell you, for 40 years, and I've been in Washington since 1935. I know what's gone on, and I know what's likely to go on if you make the terrible mistake of sending these backward-looking people down to Washington on November the 4th. I know that you have faith in America under the right leadership that can prevent depressions and provide jobs for everyone who wants to work, and that also can win the fight for peace. That is why I know you're going to the polls on November the 4th to vote for the party of the people, the Democratic Party, and send Adlai Stevenson to the White House for 4 more years, and we'll have 4 more years of good government. I've got a...